the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Let's talk high school football here on Drive Time Sports. Originally scheduled for Friday, the Emory Spartans were to travel on the road to take on Juan Diego. Unfortunately, that game will no longer take place. Instead, Emory has forfeited that game. They'll take the bye week. They'll return to the field next week to take on Juab. We'll discuss that and also last week's game against American Leadership Academy. Joining us right now over the phone to talk about that, we have head coach John Famalo. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me, John. Jordan, appreciate it.
Yeah, look forward to it every week, Coach. Well, we'll start by talking about this upcoming Friday's game. Originally scheduled, go all the way back to take on Manti this week. That changed, Coach, become Juan Diego, and now that game has officially been called off as well. So no high school football for the Emory Spartans this weekend.
Yeah, we are off this week, unfortunately. Certainly, circumstances were a little bit different. I'd love to be playing this Friday, but with injuries and other things we have, we just felt like it was in the best interest of our team and our kids to get a week off and rest. And I say it's one of those we didn't feel like, I didn't really want to take the game in the first place because we originally had a schedule with Manti. They double booked us and didn't want to lose the game. So kind of you look back and you wish you wouldn't have done, wish if you would have did this. At the end of the day, it's a canceled game, forfeit for us. And so that's kind of where it's at.
Yeah, if we really look in the ins and outs, Coach, of the forfeit, it really certainly is in the best interest of this team. And we can start by talking about the injury bug. It goes back to this past Friday's contest against ALA. I know there was no Aiden Mortensen in this contest. We saw James Bowman leave the game with a shoulder injury. And then, of course, Seth Justice goes down on the final play of the game. Those are just a few key notable injuries. But nonetheless, this team has been bitten by the injury bug in a massive way throughout the first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, we have. Like I say, it seems like it happens every year, and you'd hope, you hate that to happen to kids, and again, especially season-ending ones like Riker and, possibly Seth now, and so, safety and health of the kids is most important for me as a coach, but at the same time, that's part of football. Kids hopefully understand that as they go in, and so, you try to do everything you can as a coach to teach proper technique and other things to avoid injury and working in the off season, but inevitably it seems like it happens, and for us it's been more than enough.
Let's talk about the quarterback situation, Coach. You had mentioned Riker. He goes down opening game at home against Millard, takes a tough shot as he's scrambling outside of the pocket. Final play of the game this past Friday, Seth goes down, and so 3 games into the season, down 2 quarterbacks. What was the extent of Seth's injury?
So just honestly, it was a really bad concussion when he hit his head off the turf. Body kind of went in shock and lost a little bit of feeling in his legs and other things. And so, really concerned about that. So ended up taking him to the ambulance, went to the hospital and checked him out, did the CAT scans and everything, and no broken bones, anything like that, but just a really bad concussion. And just grateful that, he's able to walk and kind of back. I don't know if he's back to normal, but or back to school, but just grateful that, I think everything's going to be all right.
Where does that leave the team as far as a quarterback situation, Coach? I know at the beginning of the year there was the talk, is it going to be Riker, is it going to be Seth, and then both are now down to injuries. Where does that leave the team from the quarterback spot?
That's where we're at. We're evaluating a few kids right now. When Riker went down, we put Jax Madsen kind of as a backup. We have Tyler Stilson. He's our JV quarterback. He's competing. We honestly threw in Luke Stilson, who's been a lineman, a kid that's played quarterback when he was a freshman. And so, I've got 3 kids trying to evaluate and try to figure out who's going to, be the best for us moving forward. That's part of the reason of, canceling the game, just trying to get our ducks in a row as to, how we're going to move forward and with who and what kind of offense we need to make adjustments to be able to continue to be successful.
I've always felt, Coach, part of the key to being a successful quarterback is move fast, but think even faster, especially at this level. Has that mentality been difficult to establish for these kids, or do you feel comfortable with them knowing the lay of the land of the offense, you know, practicing every day, or are they do they specifically know assignments on the offensive side of the ball?
I think they have a pretty good general idea. I mean, Jax is a receiver. Tyler Bilson's been doing quarterback for JV, so he has a pretty good feel for the offense. Luke, it's probably new for him. And so I think overall they have a pretty good feel of the offense. But for us, it's, you know, we've got two quarterbacks hurt and you know, losing another one, that's not really an option for us. And so it's one of those we've got to maybe scale back the offense, like you say, get the ball out of our hands a little bit quicker and maybe stay a little bit more to a ground game and grind it out. Because we also have some really good running backs, and we saw a little bit of that last week. And so I think that's kind of what we'll gear towards and try to grind it out a little more, take some clock, let the clock run, and let those backs see what they can do in our line.
I know it's always next man up. I mean, that's the mentality you have to have, especially when you have a lower numbers and you're a lower 3A school. But with that being said, Coach, it's a little bit easier to have the next man up mentality when we're talking about, you know, a lineman, not to diminish what they do, or a lineman or a running back or a tight end or a receiver. It's a different scenario than when it's a quarterback.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you can get reps in practice and those number two reps, but they're just not quite the same as game speed and repping that, and a kid that hasn't played that before, I mean, even from JV to varsity, is a big step between those two levels. And so, yeah, it honestly is a whole different animal when you're talking about a quarterback versus maybe a lineman or even a running back or other type of skill position, for the fact that there's a lot going on. There's a lot they have to process and be able to do it quickly and put you guys in a position to be able to run your offense efficiently.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach John Fumalo of the Emory Spartan football team. Coach, it's not all bad on the injury front. We did see Zion Gibson make his debut this past Friday, and it was a much-needed boost to this offense. Zion had a terrific first half. I believe he finished with 62 yards and a touchdown, if I'm not mistaken. Showed exactly what he's capable of doing, and the offense looked very good for a couple of quarters in this game this past Friday. How did you assess Zion's first performance of the season?
I thought he did a good job, honestly. I mean, for what we had, I mean, the second half we were a little hurt. We missed Jace Curtis. The first half we kind of ran with an H-back and, you know, running a little bit more physical, having another hat in the box. And once we lost Jace, that second half, you saw our running not maybe as effective. And then, again, they were bringing a lot of pressure up the middle, and we needed to be able to make some throws on the outside that we missed a little bit. But as far as Zion, I thought he did a good job. Still got to get in shape, but for the most part, I was happy to see him back on the field.
Definitely missed James Bowman in the second half as well, Coach. I know that so every team that we play against is going to focus on James at some point in time. How critical is he to what you guys want to do on the ground?
Oh, I mean, it helps a ton. When you know you can't single up a receiver, you know that you extend that box, especially when we try to spread them out. So less guys in the box allows you to run it a little easier. And so having him as a threat and being able to make sure you keep safeties honest and making sure they stay over the top of him, that helps running the ball. And so that's, again, what we missed a little bit, for the fact that they really came down with those safeties and made us, forced us to have to throw the ball. And we did. At times we were good, but struggled a little bit the second half.
Now, Coach, let's jump back over to this week. Now that you guys have an off week and you can kind of focus on just you throughout the week, what's practice been like? Has it been any different for you guys at all?
No, I mean, it's the same routine. Again, that's why I'm trying to tell the kids, it's not a vacation week. It's not a, I mean, we're not treating it as a bye week. It's we're prepping. Again, we still have a JV game that we play, Manti, JV freshman game. And I think that's where we're going to kind of evaluate QBs, honestly, and maybe get a few reps that way with some of those kids. And so mentally, I'm trying to get them prepared like the regular game week, for the fact that, you know, we got to continue to get better and get kids who haven't played in certain positions up to speed and going full speed. And so, you know, that's our mentality. And so trying to get those kids to catch that and not feel like, hey, I can take a week off and we'll get ready next week. So that's been a challenge. But at the same time, I think we're trying to do a good job of trying to get these kids straightened out that way.
At what point in time, Coach, do you guys begin to work on JUAB?
Again, I don't have any film. I mean, we've got last year's film that we can start looking at, trying to get an idea. Again, Coach Bowering's been there a long time. I imagine it hasn't changed a bunch. they're a tempo team at times, and they're a grinded out team, and they'll air it out as well. And so a lot of threats on that team. But probably starting Thursday, Friday, we'll probably start getting some kids some film and getting them some ideas of what's coming down the pipe.
And lastly, Coach, I want to go back and talk about Friday's performance. I thought that there was an inspiring effort against Millard. Obviously, there was a decent first half against North St. Pete. But when you go back and you look at the four quarters that you guys put together against ALA on the road, was that the best game that you feel this team has played so far this season?
Yeah, it is. And so, you know, you got to take the positives out of it. Certainly, I felt like defensively we competed. I mean, we gave up the touchdown and the field goal at the end, but I thought defensively for, you know, three quarters, we honestly did a really good job of locking them down. So overall, I thought both sides, we were able to move the ball offensively the first half, kind of stalled out the second half, but, you know, I think kids are starting to catch what we're trying to do and how good of a team we can be. ALA is no pushover. They're a good team, and so I mean, we had plenty of opportunities to win the ball game, and so that's our next hurdle is, hey, how do we finish off these games that, you know, are well within our reach, if not, you know, winnable games that we got to figure out how to win a game.
Coach John Fumalo, again, of the Emory Spartans. Coach, it's always so great to get you on the show. Thank you again for the time, and we'll talk again real soon.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. Really appreciate it.
Again, Emory High School football coach John Fumalo taking out the time to join us. You can get a complete recap of last week's game against ALA at CastleCountryRadio.com right now. We'll also bring you next week's game as Emory plays host to JUAB. We'll pause for just a moment. It's Football Wednesday. We'll move over to the national scene when we return right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM live from the Auto Farm Studios.